Blog Talk Radio.
You are Jesus, you're my strong tower, Jesus, my strength this hour, Jesus, you're my deliverer, yes, you are, Jesus, my hope and my future, Jesus. My shelter, Jesus. You're my Savior, keeper, my friend. Lord, I need you to take my hand and see me through. Whoa.
Hello, thank you for your patience on tonight.
I'm giving everybody time to call in. So immediately following this next song, the show will start. I think we're having a little bit of technical difficulty on tonight. Not sure. Probably, Pay, could you text me and tell me if you can hear some music? Please. Never mind. It's almost 3 minutes to when I wanted to start. So we're just going to go on and start believing God that you can't hear any music because I can't hear anything on my end. Anyway, thank you for being patient. Welcome to tonight's show. I am Prophetess Stacy, and this is Prolific Fire. The foundational text for tonight comes from Mark 5, verses 25 and 26 from the Contemporary English Version. But before I get into the word, let's pray. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for this word on tonight, Lord God. I pray that it will be a blessing unto somebody, that it will really minister to somebody's spirit on tonight. Lord God, in the name of Jesus, I trust that you're letting the people gather here that needs to really hear this word on tonight, Lord God. As I always ask you, Lord God, send those that belong to Prolific Fire, Lord God, somebody that needs this ministry, Lord God, that they may be blessed and that your name may get the glory. In the name of Jesus, amen. As I said, the foundational text comes from Mark 5, verses 25 through 26 from the Contemporary English Version. In the crowd was a woman who had been bleeding for 12 years. She had gone to many doctors, and they had not done anything except cause her a lot of pain. She had paid them all the money she had, but instead of getting better, she only grew worse. The title of tonight's message is 12 Years and Ain't Nothing Changed. See, that's somebody's testimony right there. 12 years. 12 years you've been going through something. 12 years and ain't nothing changed. For years, you've been among the crowd, trying to hide what's going on with you. For years, you've been fighting that sick feeling in the pit of your stomach. Every time you look at your situation, you just get sick. Can somebody relate to that? Every time you just look at your situation, you just get sick. Why, after so many years, has there been no change? You try to keep going like the woman in tonight's text. You've been seeking every possible help. Every possible way to no prevail. You've been nothing if not persistent, actively going after what you want. As the saying goes, you pay the cost to be the boss. You've given so much to the situation, it only seems to be getting worse. You've given so much to the situation, and it only seems to be getting worse. You bleed because your life is not in a good place right now. You bleed because your life is not in a good place right now. I don't know who I'm talking to, but I know you're bleeding because your life is not in a good place right now. You bleed because your heart is broken. You bleed because no one in that crowd that you were hiding among can help you or has even offered to do so. You know how it feels when you know you need help and you know those that you hang with. But instead of them asking you what you need, how can I help, they don't even bother to assist. You know how that feels. To feel like you've been left out among those that were supposed to be your friends. You bleed because financially your income is tired. You bleed because financially your income is tired. You bleed because, like the woman in tonight's text, your body has been affected. You bleed because there is so much pain. You bleed because of the stress of it all. Still, you've had the faith, the strength, the courage to stick it out for 12 long years. If somebody's saying, Prophet Stacy, it ain't been quite 12 years. For some of you listening, the number varies. It may be 12, it may be 15, 10, 5, 2, 1 year. Though many a days you felt disrespected, mistreated, you still chose to stay and not run away from your problems. Do you hear me? Though many a days you felt disrespected, mistreated, you still chose to stay and not run away from your problems. Beloved, running away never helps. Beloved, running away never helps. You must stay and face it to see and reap the benefits that will eventually come. There are some good benefits that will eventually come, but you must stay and face the situation that you're in. I'm sure the woman in tonight's text must have felt like running away. I'm sure she felt like running away, hiding her face from the people in the neighborhood. They all knew her and thought they knew what she was going through. I'm quite sure somebody knows how that feels, too, to have somebody think they know what you're going through, but really they don't have no idea the level of what you're going through, the degree of what you're going through. As I said, I'm sure the woman in tonight's text felt like running away, felt like hiding her face. But how can you hide when the issue is within you? But how can you hide when the issue is within you? Like Hagar in Genesis 16, who felt mistreated, abused in her situation, and chose to run away, only to be found by an angel of the Lord and asked to return. Now, this is important. Now, God would never ask you to stay. Now, God would never, never, never ask you to stay in a situation that jeopardizes your life, your health, your sanity. Still, there are other situations you must stay in to win. Still, there are other situations, and you know what? You must stay in it to win. You cannot win a fight you never show up for. You cannot win a fight you never show up for. That's important. I know you don't want to stay in, and I know you don't want to show up. You're going through a lot, but in order to win, you must show up for the fight, stay in it, and God will deliver. He's going to bless. Hagar had to go back and endure Sarai until her deliverance came. Hagar had to go back and endure Sarai until her deliverance came, until God would show up another way. You see, God don't always come the way you expect. He may come another way. But you know what? It don't even matter, just as long as he shows up. The woman in tonight's text had to endure her issue until she bled out. She had to endure her issue until she bled out. Until there was no hope for her but God. Until there was no hope for her but God. People, the crowd, money, and even numerous doctors had failed her but God. What is your thinking like right now? What is your thinking like right now? Are you offended at time? Are you offended at time and God because it's taking so long? Be honest. Are you offended at time and God because it's taking so long? Guess what, guys? The music has stopped spinning just like it was playing, although it wasn't the whole time. My God It's been 12 years and ain't nothing changed. That's what somebody's saying. That's your prayer right there. My God, it's been 12 years, 10 years, 5 years, 2 years, and ain't nothing changed. And some of you are asking, why, Lord? Why? Do you look at others and envy that they've never had to face what you're facing? Again, I say, be honest. Do you look at others and envy that they've never had to face what you're facing? Or is there a hope down in your belly? Or is there a hope down in your belly? Is there a pull on your spirit to keep going? And I pray that there is on tonight. There's a pull in your spirit to keep going. That's why you called in tonight, because God wants you to keep going. You've dreamed too much. You prophesied too much. You've taken too much. You've sacrificed too much. You've worked too hard to bow out now. You've worked too hard to bow out now. You've sacrificed too much. You've taken too much, prophesied and dreamed too much to bow out now. There's nothing graceful about bowing out. There's nothing graceful about bowing out when you've come this far. When you've come this far, if you can only see in the spirit realm and know how close you are to your deliverance, to your healing, you cannot bow out. Listen to me, beloved. You cannot bow out. You've come too far to bow out now. In other words, you've come too far to quit. And it was only because of grace, his favor, that you've been kept. 12 years, and ain't nothing changed. But perhaps you've changed. Have you ever thought about that? Perhaps you've changed. Having to face what you're facing day in and day out has made you a better decision maker, a better manager of time and resources. This situation right here has caused you to respect life more and to realize how precious it really is. While everyone is expecting you to quit, they expect you to quit. You cannot give them what they expect. They expect you to quit, to not come out of this hill, to not come out delivered, prosperous, and on top of your game. With your marriage intact, with your business intact, with your business intact, and in the black, with your ministry intact. You know something? The enemy wants to tear you down on every side, but I decree and declare on tonight that that will not happen in the name of Jesus. You will get up from whatever you're in. You will be delivered. You will be healed in the name of Jesus. It only took this amount of time because you had to build your faith to get to this level, to take the next step. If you had quit long time ago, you would never have the faith to do what you need to do now. There are some things back then you couldn't have handled, but now you can. The woman in tonight's text gave her all, and you must be prepared to give your all. But in another way, you must be prepared to give your all to God, because only he can stop the bleeding, restore the tired ache that's in your heart, your soul, and your physical body. Notice in tonight's text, the woman with the issue of blood, number one, she went to many doctors. She went to many doctors. And what is that saying? All that is saying is that she took action. She got up and moved. She sought help. She traveled. She tried to put miles, space between her and the situation. But you know what? Every time, not sometimes, not every once in a while, but every time she showed up at the doctor's, her situation showed up too. It was right there. And I know that many of you are facing that tonight. I don't care what you do. When you get up the next day, that situation is still there. It's still being persistent. Number two, she spent all the money she had. Her resources was gone. She had no safety net to fall back on. She had no safety net to fall back on. Number three, she traveled. She spent money. But the one thing she never did over the 12 years was pray. But the one thing she never did over the 12 years was pray. The Bible never mentions prayer in connection with her. So many times we ask people to pray for us, but we fail to pray for ourselves. So many times we ask people to pray for us, but we fail to pray for ourselves. The Bible says in Psalms 55:22, to cast your cares on the Lord. Cast, meaning to throw that like a fishing line out, to throw it out there and get real and stop lying to yourself. Or perhaps you have been praying, but over the years you have slacked off. Be honest, you've slacked off. You've grown weary and just stopped days at a time until now your prayer life is suffering. Until now your prayer life is suffering. When your prayer life suffers, you will suffer. When your prayer life suffers, you will suffer. You need that connection to God. You need that. The Bible commands us in 1 Thessalonians 5:17, King James Version. The Bible commands us to pray without ceasing. Pray without ceasing. Jesus said, men always ought to pray and not lose heart. Luke 18:1, New King James. In Luke 6, Jesus spent the night praying to God. He gave consistent time to prayer. He gave consistent time to prayer. That's important, to be consistent in prayer, especially nowadays with so much stuff happening. It's important to be consistent in prayer. And because of that time set aside in prayer, he received power. What did Jesus receive? He received power and was able to go forth healing all. The Bible says he went forth healing not some, but healing all. That's the power of prayer. That's the importance of prayer. And as I said, you need that connection to God. Psalms 42:1 from the New American Standard Bible says, as the deer pants for the water brooks, so my soul pants for you, O God. The human soul longs for something or someone higher than ourselves. The human soul longs for something or someone higher than ourselves. We long knowingly and unknowingly for God. We long knowingly and unknowingly for God. And that connection only found in prayer. And that connection only found in prayer. So tonight, we come together, those of you on the phone, online, listening in through iTunes or the Double Pod app, or however you may be listening on tonight. We come together, we cast our cares on God. We throw that line out there and stop lying to ourselves. We pray. We're going to pray the change on tonight. We're going to pray the change on tonight. Now, I'm going to lead us in prayer, but everybody under the sound of my voice, and I do mean everybody, repeat after me. In doing so, you are praying for yourself, your situation, your family, your house, starting with the salvation call. Father God, I am hurt and lost. Touch my sin-sick soul and let me feel change. I believe Jesus is the Messiah, come to save. Save me in Jesus' name. Amen. Now let's pray this message out. Continue repeating after me. Continue repeating after me. Father God, the years have affected me. I give you permission to get past the walls I've set up. Heal everywhere I hurt, Lord. Heal everywhere I hurt, Lord. I'm tired of bleeding, losing what I fought so hard for. Losing what I fought so hard for. Heal my body. Heal my mind. Heal my marriage. Heal my business. Heal my ministry. Heal my finances. And heal my attitude. Touch me. Touch my spouse. Touch my children. Even touch that crowd that I was hiding in. Bring forth deliverance in me, Lord. Bring forth deliverance. Because I'm calling to you, tell me marvelous, wondrous things I wouldn't have known otherwise. Just as you promised in Jeremiah 33:3 from the Message Bible. Tonight, as I sleep, flood my spirit with peace. Tonight, as I sleep, Lord, flood my spirit with peace and answers where needed. And answers where needed. In Jesus' name, amen. Right now, if there's anyone on the phone desiring prayer about a different issue, you can press 1 at this time, and I will be glad to pray with you. Just press 1. Or if you feel the need for further prayer or private consultation, you can always call or text 865-408-8690. That's 865-408-8690. Or you can email, because some people prefer to email. It's prolificfire@gmail.com. Prolificfire@gmail.com. Anytime throughout the week. Also, I have a new website. This ministry has a new website. Be sure to check it out. Just go to prolificfireministry.com. Prolificfireministry.com. And what I really love about this new website, there is more information about salvation on the website. God gave me 16 benefits of salvation along with scriptures. It's on the website. Also, you can study the Bible right from the website. You can send in your prayer requests from the website. You can donate from the website. I hope you all will like it. It's just something different, something the Lord put on my spirit to do. And I pray that it will be a blessing. Also, you can follow me on Twitter at Prolific Fire. Like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. And be sure to join me next Monday, August the 3rd, when the word will be, you don't have to fall for that. You don't have to fall for that. Oh, no. Adam's fall could have been your fall. Eve's fall could have been your fall. But God and his master plan. Somebody say, but God. And the two songs that played on tonight, well, the one song that played was Keep Me by Patrick Dobson. The other song that I was going to play, that I will play next time, I promise, is I Have to Believe by Rita Springer. Good night. I love you all. I pray that you are blessed.